This year, Florida lawmakers changed the way the state building codes are updated. There are concerns the new law could weaken the integrity of Florida homes in order to cut construction costs. In the wake of Harvey, those concerns are taking on a new significance. I'm Kate Payne. In 1992, Hurricane Andrew floored South Florida with 165-mile-an-hour winds that flattened houses and killed dozens of people. At the time, the state didn't have a uniform building code to regulate the integrity of Floridians' homes.
As you can probably tell by looking at the color of my hair, I was here when we didn't have a uniform building code in Florida. We had multiple building codes throughout the state.
Mike Huey represents the Florida chapter of the American Institute of Architects. The destruction of the storm spurred lawmakers to reform the codes. Regulations on stronger, missile-proof glass, fortified roofs, reinforced concrete pillars, and even nails followed. After 18 years of keeping a uniform code in place and up to date, Huey doesn't want to see the trend reverse.
We would like to urge you to not throw out the baby in the bathwater and the shower at the same time.
But now some insurance experts and building officials are worried the state is walking back its stringent codes. Alan Douglas heads the Florida Engineering Society.
Our members are worried that over time, the Florida code will move further and further away from the international code. And the effects that that would have, particularly in the areas of public safety and welfare.
During the 2017 session, Florida lawmakers approved a sweeping bill reforming the construction industry. That policy is changing how the state's building codes are updated, among many other things. Before this new law went into effect, Florida adopted the widely recognized international codes, whole cloth, and then removed certain language that's irrelevant to the state. Snow regulations, for instance. But now,
we're flipping the process around, and it allows us to take back a little bit more control of our final product.
Republican Senator Tom Lee of Brandon is a home builder when he's not in the state capitol.
It gives the commission the authority and flexibility to review rather than automatically adopt a code that was developed out of state every 3 years.
Senator Doug Broxson of Pensacola is worried that not using the international codes as a baseline could weaken Florida's regulations.
We have a phenomenal building code in Florida. There's no question about it. But the question is, would we have that code today without the dependence on the international code that has...
But St. Cloud Representative Mike LaRosa says the state's construction industry is struggling to keep up with the regulations and passing added costs onto the consumer.
We have a real problem in our state, and the problem is the cost of construction. And the cost of construction continues to rise and continues to rise and continues to rise. And a lot of it is because of the codes that we implement.
But Craig Fugate says added costs and inconvenience don't justify any weakening of the codes. He's the former administrator of FEMA and Florida's Emergency Management Division.
Who is it inconvenient to? The person that's buying the home for the next 30 years that will probably go through at least one, if not more, tropical systems? Or the developer and builder who would like to build it faster and cheaper and not have to continue to upgrade every 3 years.
But when it comes to hurricane preparedness and home fortification, insurance expert Jack Nicholson says Floridians will pay now or pay later. He headed the state's Hurricane Catastrophe Fund for 21 years.
Someday, somehow, you're going to get these events, and the money you spend now may be pennies on the dollars compared to what it might cost in the future. And certainly when you talk about loss of life, the lives that it could save would be well worth it as well.
Nicholson says the next big storm will be the true test for the changes to Florida's building codes. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.